Wednesday time once again for Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert of the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. We're talking about raising a humble child. Where are you going to take us with that today?
So today we're going to talk about how humility engenders respect from others. So since the humble person recognizes his inner strengths and that they come from God, he has the confidence to recognize greatness in others. So what we really want to see happen is that our child can celebrate other people's accomplishments. So think of a sad situation where you may have a 10-year-old who thinks he's better than his friends. Mm-hmm. And he is such a good reader, so he might say, "Oh, I'm so good at reading. You're still on that book." Those kinds of comments that you'll hear often among a group of children. What we would prefer to see and raise in our kids is a child who knows that they're a great reader, but also recognizes that other kids are good at other things, like math or science or art. But more importantly, less is even if that child has no market gift that's better than anybody else's, that they're still a child of God, and that disabilities exist, and that sometimes a child's giftings are what's unique and special about them, not measuring it against some standard of excellence that we use for kids who are typically developing. So one of the strategies that I work really hard at with kids who come to see me and with my own daughter is discussing with children how to respond to other children's arrogant comments. And so one of the things that is really important is not to make that child the villain, but rather talk about how they may be good at reading, but what else is this child struggling with and still needs practice? And so a common phrase you may hear in our house is he's still learning how to use kind words to encourage others. So that your child understands that that child's still learning, but also that what they're doing isn't okay. And then also helping them to make sure that when they are proud of their accomplishments, that they can speak of feeling pride, but not boastfulness. And again, I think we need to model that. It's the small-minded person who puts down others. Really big people make others feel big, too.
Hey, fantastic. We're talking with Kimberly Eckert of the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. They have a great new website. Check it out, eckertcenter.com, spell center the Canadian way. Kimberly, there's other neat things going on as well. Talk about the book club again.
Yes, I just want to let people know, because we haven't heavily advertised these, because they usually fill up quite quickly just from people who receive our newsletter. We do book clubs for parents, and we also now are doing a book club for couples. So if you're interested on building your skills and knowledge in parenting or in your marriage relationship, please continue to check our website at the events tab. And also, if you want to become part of our newsletter subscription, just send us a quick email through our website and let us know that we can add you to our list. That way you'll be among the first group to be notified of when we're running these small groups, and you can join us.
And don't forget, if you'd like to hear this conversation again, it will be posted in about 5 more minutes. You can listen later at our Facebook page. Kimberly, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Les.